Now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Hello, and thanks for joining us on this Monday, May 2nd, 2016, 5 minutes past the hour. I'm Tom Temin. Our producers are Eric White and Sam Ufert. Our web editors, Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up in this hour of the Federal Drive, the customs part of Customs and Border Protection has also been busy lately. We'll get an update from Trade Operations Acting Director Susan Thomas. Plus, the Defense Health Agency considers new value-based models for paying health care providers. Those stories and much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. But now, the House Armed Services Committee has finished its markup of the 2017 Defense Authorization Bill. It would reform health care for service members and retirees. Some members of Congress say the bill will cut Defense Department costs and provide quality care. But service member advocates are disappointed by the committee's recommendations, especially when it comes to TRICARE. More now from Federal News Radio, Scott Mossioni.
TRICARE is the main insurance provider for almost 10 million U.S. citizens. That includes active duty service members, their families, and retired service members. But in past years, the Defense Department and Congress have had some qualms with the system. Some say it's too expensive, others say that the care needs to be better. This year, Congress is actually doing something to address the perceived problems. The 2017 House Defense Authorization Bill has a whole section devoted to reforming TRICARE. And honestly, those reforms aren't too far off from what the Obama administration recommended. Here's House Armed Services Military Personnel Subcommittee Chairman Joe Heck about the reforms during the bill markup.
There are over 7 or 8 different TRICARE plans. We condense them down basically into two, a TRICARE HMO option and a TRICARE preferred provider option. I want to make sure that everybody understands we've made no changes to TRICARE for Life, which is the over 65 military retiree plan. And we didn't do anything to Guard and Reserve TRICARE, TRICARE Reserve Select, but we do call for a study of the best way to provide coverage for the members of the National Guard and Reserve. As we heard from members within the services, there are different options on how best to cover Guard and Reserve, but they did not have the data to make a recommendation. So we asked them to complete the study and bring the data back so we can address that issue. In the TRICARE plan, in going to two basic options of HMO and PPO, we maintain the current rate structure, which is currently in place right now for TRICARE, for all current active duty members and their families. We also do that for the current retirees.
While the rates may not change now, there will be some added costs coming down the road for future TRICARE beneficiaries. Over the next 2 to 4 years, there may be increases in enrollment fees and deductibles for new TRICARE members. In 2018, anyone joining the military will move to a fixed-fee copay system and have an annual enrollment fee. That means only people who start serving from 2018 and beyond are going to be paying extra into the system. And some critics say that's too long to wait, when healthcare is already costing a lot of money. It will take years before the number of people paying extra into TRICARE will actually make a dent into the deficit. Here's House Armed Services Military Personnel Subcommittee Ranking Member Susan Davis.
In the end, we are probably not saving the kind of money that might be necessary going forward so that we are certain that people are getting the very best care, but at the same time that we're being able to provide savings going forward so that we're not really taking so much of health care costs from the rise of about 4%. The budget was 94 to 10% of the budget now. So, you know, we don't want to get a lot past that, because once we start letting it rise too much over the personnel costs overall, we're going to be in trouble.
The TRICARE monetary reforms are getting criticism from the other side, too. Karen Rudicelli, Deputy Director of Government Relations at the National Military Family Association, thinks the reforms will be too hard on TRICARE users.
For TRICARE Preferred, if people wanted to go the self-managed route and manage their own care and not have to deal with referrals and authorizations, a family would have to pay $600 a year. For TRICARE Prime, the new enrollment fees would be $360 a year for a family. which I realize probably sounds minimal relative to what a lot of civilians pay, but you have to keep in mind a couple of things. One is that they would be introducing these fees at the same time that the new retirement system is rolling out. So service members are going to be encouraged to invest in the Thrift Savings Plan to get the government match, so that when they, if they eventually get to retirement within the military, their benefit will be akin to what they would have had under the old system. So you're going to be in a situation where, you know, you're cutting BAH. We really don't know what's going to happen with the raises, the pay raise. Over the last few years, it's been less than the ECI, which is the raise that's mandated by law. We've got, you know, we're going to be telling service members they need to be investing in the Thrift Savings Plan, and now we're going to tell them they also need to pay out of pocket for their health care.
That doesn't mean all the reforms are controversial, though. Federal News Radio spoke with AMPSIS Executive Director Mike Cowan about the state of military health care before the NDA markup. Here's what he had to say.
TRICARE is a very good system. It performs quite well, and it's so unique in that it supports that military mission. It's very difficult to compare some parts of it with this. It's just not an apples and orange comparison to regular civilian healthcare. It's a good system and it works well. It is not without problems. Most of those problems are around access and difficult referral systems. Mm-hmm. Patients frequently complain that they have too many steps, too many signatures, too much red tape, too many obstructions, too many delays, and they are right.
The House did try to reform some of the problems Cowan points out. The reforms eliminate referrals for urgent care and make sure urgent care facilities are open to 11 p.m. The reforms would also standardize appointment scheduling and first call resolution when contacting clinics at the military treatment facilities. Those are changes that Rudicelli is excited about.
We are very grateful that Congress has listened to us and are pleased to improve access to acute or urgent care for families. The other thing we were grateful to see is that they have made sure that medically retired service members and their family members, as well as survivors, are treated the same as active duty family members in terms of cost sharing, which is important to us. We feel that those are groups of people who've made significant sacrifices that should be acknowledged through the health benefit.
In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends. Still to come on Federal News Radio, the customs part of Customs and Border Protection has also been busy lately. We get an update from Trade Operations Acting Director Susan Thomas. But first, the Defense Health Agency considers new value-based models for paying for health care providers. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.